This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Divine Strike Detonation May Come to New Mexico. The Pentagon has announced that they plan to conduct the Divine Strike experiment in mid to late 2007 at a location yet to be announced. Two possible locations are a limestone quarry located near Mitchell, Indiana, and the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. Divine Strike is a planned large-scale open-air high-explosive detonation to test what capabilities are needed to attack hardened underground targets. The test could produce tons of particle lights, cyanide compounds, and other airborne pollutants. The Divine Strike test will detonate 700 tons of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil, or an equivalent of 593 tons of TNT. The force of the explosion will be approximately 5 times greater than the yield of the largest conventional weapon in the United States inventory. While the yield of the Divine Strike detonation far exceeds that of conventional weapons, it approximates the force of a low-level nuclear bomb. Quote, this is the largest single explosive we could imagine doing, end quote, said James A. Tegnilia, director of the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, which will conduct the test. He stated that the massive blast would generate a mushroom cloud of dust 10,000 feet in the air. The Pentagon had originally intended to conduct the explosion in a 35-foot pit dug into a limestone ridge at the Nevada test site near Las Vegas, Nevada. However, downwinders in Nevada and Utah, the Western Shoshone Tribe, and congressional representatives objected to the initial government risk analysis that said the experiment would have no effect on the health of those downwind. This opposition caused DTRA to delay the test several times and then eventually withdraw the risk analysis. The proposed Mitchell location is a commercial limestone quarry located in Lawrence County, Indiana. It was recently discovered that DTRA had conducted tests there in the summer of 2004 and the spring of 2005. The owners released a statement that they had not received a request to conduct Divine Strike in their quarry. Some also question whether the Pentagon would choose that location because they would need to install monitoring and diagnostic equipment to study the blast. The installation would be costly, especially when such equipment is already in place at other sites located in the western United States. Another suggested site is the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. White Sands is managed by the Department of Defense and includes the Trinity site, where the first nuclear bomb was detonated in 1943 in an above-ground test. White Sands currently tests the effect of powerful detonations like Divine Strike against hardened, deeply buried targets. It also provides a wider range of testing options because both granite and limestone formations are located on site. Activists believe that DTRA will attempt to forego a full environmental impact analysis at the new location, similar to their tactics at the Nevada test site. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, a changing location does not change DTRA's responsibility to the public. It was unacceptable that they ignored the health concerns in the past, and it will be unacceptable in the future. They must be held accountable, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.